1947. The British are leaving India. Exhausted by the war, overwhelmed by insurrection, Britain needs an exit strategy. But how do you get out of a subcontinent you've ruled for 150 years? Especially when long-buried arguments burst violently into the open. The man sent to India to close down the British Raj and keep order was Lord Louis Mountbatten. No year of British rule in India would produce more bloodshed than the last. War hero and cousin of the king, Lord Mountbatten had liberated Burma from the Japanese. With his wife Edwina, the millionaireess who had once blazed in London society, the Mountbattens were a striking choice to end British rule in India. In March 1947, the couple arrived in Delhi with a reputation for speed of action and a most un-British sympathy for Indian independence. British India was a country of 400 million people belonging to many religions. Two groups stood out: the Hindus, who were the clear majority, and the Muslims. For centuries under the British, they lived side by side in peace. Mountbatten's challenge was to end British rule and prepare for a smooth transfer of power to this gigantic and diverse nation. He had just 18 months to complete it. "I know who I must meet first," Mountbatten told his staff. This was the man previous viceroys had come to see as their most dangerous enemy. Mahatma Gandhi had embraced the poverty of his countrymen and dedicated his life, much of it as a political prisoner, to getting rid of the British. In March 1947, he came to Mountbatten with a vision that Hindus and Muslims would now rule India together.